Once upon a time, two men decided if they were making the cut. And then they made the cut. And now JT and Aaron are talking everything from wrestling to pop culture and beyond, because it's no holds barred.
No holds barred. We're back. Hi.
What JT, number? What number are we?
We don't have numbers. We're like the WrestleManias once they get to the 30s. So it's just not numbered. This is no holds barred table.
I love their symbols of table. You want it, wrestling fans want tables?
No holds barred, coronavirus.
Oh, nice. Are we still in the coronavirus now?
Maybe. Yes, unless we're airing this a year from now, we're probably still in it.
No, I'm going to go with, hey, it's really great that everything's gone back to normal.
Fauci's an idiot.
We knew it. We knew it all along.
What a fucking mole.
Could you believe when Trump put on that cape and flew around the United States?
And peed on everyone.
It was weird, but he did save the world. So.
He said he wanted the P-tape. Here it is. No one's ever seen a P-tape like this ever in history.
The best P-tape in the world.
Okay. So we have another special project for you. We promised you 12 episodes this year, and we have over-delivered so far on the pace. We said we were going to do one a month ranking the pay-per-views from that month. But between quarantine and this new feed, we've kind of gotten re-energized, Aaron, and we're cranking along here.
It's like being a prisoner in your own home suddenly gives you like a lot of spare time.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Yeah, strange.
Who would have thought? Anyway, so our project here tonight is another one based on a Twitter tournament we're going to be doing. So our last Twitter tournament was determining the best WrestleMania main event. And we had a bracketology special where we picked the brackets and who we're going to win. But those brackets had already been built by the time we did that show, Aaron. So tonight, we're actually going to build the brackets together. And first, we're going to actually pick the choices for the brackets. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through every WrestleMania, and we're stopping at 35 because I've refused to recognize 36 as an actual WrestleMania at this time. So we're going to go 1 through 35.
We're not going to argue about whether the Boneyard is superior to the Firefly Funhouse.
We've already lost enough people in that argument. So we're gonna stay with this. We'll do the same thing. So we're going to go 1 through 35, and we're going to pick the best match of every WrestleMania. So not the best 35 matches, the best from each show. And those 35 selections will move to our bracketing phase where we rank them 1 through 35. We'll have the play-in like we did the last time. It'll be the same seating, et cetera, et cetera. And then we'll kick off a Twitter tournament where everyone can vote on the best WrestleMania match of all time, because that's very different than the best main event, correct?
Correct. And some of these will be obliterated in the first round.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And we debated actually not counting the main events. We debated just doing like everything but main events. But we thought it'd be more fun actually to see do the main events actually hold up as the best in any case. And we think there's only probably going to be a couple. So
yeah,
maybe we weigh them. Like if there's one where we think it's even with another one, like maybe part
we'll
of the criteria is that it was already in the other tournament, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think only if a main event is like tremendously the best match by far,
right,
it advances to this tournament.
Because and I think of one WrestleMania where that's the case.
Right. Okay.
So.
And it'll be interesting because like there's some that jump to the top of your head, but I think there's a legit like top four that could go anyway on those four in this tournament.
Right.
So.
We'll see.
Let's see. All right, WrestleMania 1. Let's start at the top.
It's the main event.
Is that the one you think is the most obvious?
Yeah, I think so. We'll be the next best one for you.
I can pull up my little rankings here, but I don't know the women.
Maybe my rankings. I have the women actually quite low in terms of it being a match.
Shocking, sexist bitch.
Oh yeah, I hate women. I loathe them. I have the tag match as the tag team title match is the next best.
Okay, so I had the main event at 3, the women at 2, and the tag at 2.5. So yeah, I'm with you as the tag.
Yeah, but it's the main event.
All right, we're already going against our hope. But that should be it. We think that's probably the only.
There's one more.
Okay, well, you said there was only one that you thought.
Yeah, but I didn't think of, I never count WrestleMania 1 because it's garbage.
Course. Why count the first one?
You know what? If you think WrestleMania 1 is good, you're garbage, and I hate you.
Right. We hate everyone, actually.
That's how I approach everything.
WrestleMania 2. Bulldogs.
See, I have Funks and Santana and JYD.
Interesting.
But, I mean, I'm happy to. I don't care. It's close.
Yeah, I think it's close enough. And I don't want to like do this to say, whoa, what's better for the tournament? But if this is kind of the reasoning behind it, I think Bulldogs Dream Teams probably has a chance to go a little further in that regard. I think it's more well-regarded.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably still get eliminated in the first round.
Yeah, probably. So because I had a 3.5, and I had the Funks one at 3.
See, I have the Funks one at 3.5, and the Dream Team Bulldogs at 3.25.
So I think Bulldogs Dream Team nets out then is higher. When you add the composite scores.
Well, you have it at 3.5. I have it at 3. You have it at 3.5. I have it at 3.25.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Okay. I see.
So
what
it's
you're
a quarter star higher combined.
Yeah, I went into the arts, and I'm not not a math magician. If you
see,
will.
I'm used to Chad. He just picks that up right away. Oh, look, right. Composite score. All right, WrestleMania. WrestleMania 3. Potential fireworks here.
Obviously, it's Hogan Andre.
We're gonna go Steamboat Savage though.
Yeah.
Even though you and I are lower, I think, than most on that one.
I don't know. I have it. I still think it's 5.
Oh, okay. Then I am lower than most on that one.
Yeah, you're the outlier. And look, I want it noted that I still think Hogan Andre is the better match, mm-hmm. but for the purpose of the tournament.
Well, you may be right, because at the time we're recording this, Hogan Andre is in the finals of the WrestleMania main event tournament, and it could possibly win as the best WrestleMania main event of all time.
Well, it should win.
Now, we had it in the finals in our bracketology. We had it losing to Austin Rock.
We nailed that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Except for I think WrestleMania 7 went out earlier than we thought.
No. No, it knocked off 22. Oh, maybe it did. We were back and forth on that one in 22, but we did call that as our upset, I think.
Yeah.
It looks like Hogan Andre may fall short, though, at the time this is going. But it was leading for most of the day. Fell apart late, like most underdogs. But I think Steamboat Savage, I think most would have it probably the best. I went 4.5 on that notoriously and had a big argument with Scott and the place to be.
Well, when you rate it 4.5, though, are you rating it with – because it's – for me, I was trying to rate it with 1987 eyes.
Yeah, I'm not – like, I don't remember. I'd have to listen back or read my notes, which I'm not going to do right now. But yeah. I did look at it through those eyes because I was living that era redoing all these fucking shows. The steel stuff bothers me. Like, I'm not crazy about the finish. And I watched the whole feud, so I can't just I understand why Steele's involved, like, but it does bug me. And there were a couple of little things in there. I listen to Poppy Sweet Podcast of WrestleMania 3, the newer one from last year, or 2 years ago. Fuck, God, already probably 2 years ago. All right, so we're good there then?
Yeah, of course.
All right, WrestleMania 4, which will probably be in the bottom of the rankings when we bracket them.
I just watched it.
All right, well, tell me about it. Anything contention?
Well, no, nothing will compete, but I've landed as the best match on the tag team title match, for me anyway. Strikeforce Demolition.
Yeah.
But I have, like, Savage and DiBiase, like, literally right below it.
So I have Savage DiBiase at 3 and Strikeforce Demolition at 2.5.
So I have Strikeforce Demolition at 3, Savage DiBiase at 3.
All right, so based on this, then, I think we go Savage DiBiase.
But do we take it out because it was the main event?
Oh, true, yeah, we don't want too many. All right. Yeah, all right. I mean, Strikeforce Demolition is a big moment. You get the huge pop.
Yeah, and whatever match this is going out the first round anyway.
Right,
so, like,
right.
Okay. I'd also be fine putting Savage. I like Savage Valentine, too, actually. I think I had that at 3 also.
I had 2.5 there. Mm. I was in an ornery mood reviewing WrestleMania 4. All right, WrestleMania 5.
This is one where I think it's the main event.
Mm. And I think we have to.
Yeah.
The only thing I think is close is Warrior Rude. I had 3.5. And Strikeforce Brainbusters, I had 3.
Yeah, I have Warrior Rude at 3. And I have Strikeforce Brainbusters at 3.5. But Savage Hogan at 4.
Yeah, it's so big.
Yeah,
and I think 6 is probably going to be the main event as well.
Yeah, there's nothing else good on 6. So maybe there's a lot more than we thought.
I may go back to 4. We'll see. We may have to go back to that one. If we're going this far with the main events, why don't we go through and see how many we have for main event, and then we can decide our criteria if we want to exclude them. If we think there's too many, I think we should exclude them.
Yeah, because then it becomes the same tournament.
Correct. Very good. All right, WrestleMania 7 is another easy one. That's Warrior versus Savage.
Yes.
8. Savage versus Flair.
Yeah.
9.
I have the main event as the best.
Yeah, me
but,
too.
But Well, I guess I have Steiner's Head Shrinkers like half a star behind.
All right. I'm already telling you we're going to go back and change this. We're not doing minutes. This is going to be too many. So let's go back to one while we're here.
You know what it is? It's because as we get further, that changes.
Correct.
But not now.
Yeah, it's going to be for a while, at least for a little bit here.
Yeah.
I think all the way till 12 for sure. 14 we'll have at 50. Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to exclude main events.
Right.
All
right,
you hear it here officially. This is the bracket committee puts it together. This will be the best WrestleMania match, not including main events.
I love how we have like basically a prep meeting as part of our part of our broadcast.
It's good. Everyone's inside. They liked it. They like to sell the sausages made.
So Hogan T gets we're putting the tag match there.
Oh fuck, I guess. Even though I think the women's match is a bigger deal.
I think it's a much bigger deal. I think it's a shitty match, though.
Yeah, but...
But I'm okay. I don't care.
I feel like the extracurriculars carry it more.
Yeah. And nothing else comes close.
Right. It's a big deal. I think we should go with that.
You don't want to go with Tito Santana and the Executioner?
That's actually not that bad, but no, I don't.
What about the Executioner's promo?
That's bad.
I'm going to work the leg!
And I don't think he did he?
No, he didn't at all.
All right. So Savage Steamboat and Sable, Bulldogs Dream Team, Strike Force Demolition.
Yeah.
You want to go Warrior Root at five?
Okay. I'll go Warrior Root.
Okay. Six, I vote Demolition Colossal Connection.
That's probably what I would have too. Just let me double check to make sure it makes sense.
I think Beefcake Perfect, maybe the only other one in there.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's Colossal Connection Demolition. Yeah. Demolition making a strong
big
showing.
Run. Yeah. All right. 7 and 8, we're good. 9, we're going to go Steiner's Head Shrinkers.
Sure. I mean, fucking.
Yeah. I mean, awesome. What else is in the picture? Tatanka Shawn or Perfect Luger, I guess. I haven't watched 9 in a while, actually. It's one of the ones I haven't seen in a bit.
Honestly, it's a pretty fast watch.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's fine. It's a shitty for a Mania, but it's not a bad, like, nostalgia watch. You know what I mean?
No.
Like,
yeah. The problem is all the crappy finishes.
Right.
Back to back, like that's it.
And the Money Inc. match is so long.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And Undertaker is right after it, isn't it? Razor before it?
No, Backlund Razor is before it. Perfect Luger is after it.
I don't mind that match. I think it's kind of fun.
All right, 10.
It's an interesting one.
Yeah, we got a debate here. What's your gut?
Red Owen.
Yeah, I think I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, the ladder match is more historically important, but I think Bret Owen is, like, very close to perfect.
Yeah, I think in current, like, view, I would say it's better. I'm trying to think of what I did for Razor Shawn the last time we did it. I feel like I might have actually gone sub-5.
Oh, really?
Like, short, like, barely, but...
I still think it's probably my favorite one-on-one ladder match in company history.
I mean, I could see the argument for it. Yeah, I like SummerSlam better, I think.
I see it's the ending.
Yeah.
I just have trouble with that ending. But, I mean, look, they're close. It's not like one's 5 and one's 0.
I still went 5, actually. So when Scott and I reviewed it, that was 2015 was the last time I watched it. I went 5 on both those matches. I'm fine with Brett. I'm fine with Brett and Owen, though. I think it's... I agree with you. All right. Okay, so next is 11.
Yeah.
Diesel Shawn.
Yeah, I think title match.
Undertaker Shawn Michaels Heartbreaker. Okay. Diesel versus Michaels. 12. Backlot Bra. Or no, Taker Diesel.
I go Taker Diesel.
Yeah, okay.
Hard to rate the Backlot Bra.
Correct.
But I still found it easier to rate as a match than anything at 36. It still felt within the realm of reality.
I see there's actually a debate going on Twitter today about how can you criticize all this empty arena stuff? Like, someone was complaining a match is too long, and then someone was like, well, how could you complain? Like, it is what it is. And I'm like in between those two points. Like, I'm fine criticizing the action, but I have no interest in ranking, rating, grading, qualify. You know what I mean? Like, you can complain about it, but like to sit here and say, well, that's a 3-star and like, I don't know if I'll ever get to the point where if we're ranking WrestleManias, I'll want to include it or feel right to include it. It's just, it's so different and presented in such a way that is so unique and booked specifically to be tailored to that, you know, to that setting in a short period of time. Like, I think it just was just hacked together. It's like, I don't feel like it's right to like okay, was, you know, Brock and Drew McIntyre versus Brock and Reigns for 30. Like, it doesn't feel like they're even comparable. It's like a completely different entity.
Nothing could be. To me, it was amazing that I liked the Charlotte Rhea Ripley match as much as I did.
Right.
Because, like, it's like, I feel like everything was just completely handicapped without having a crowd there.
Yes.
Right. And so it's not fair in a lot of ways.
You know, right. Like, and there was, and good, then, there's been good stuff. Like, AEW this week had a great Britt Baker match that was really good. I thought it was excellent, actually. And, but again, it's hard for me to like sit here and compare it to other stuff because it's so different.
Do you find it's because AEW doesn't insult your intelligence as a human being?
They are more realistic. I think actually.
But then they have teleportation.
Well, and it's probably, worse from the medical sense, but like them actually having the wrestlers in the crowd, I think helps. Because there's some noise, you know, like there's some, and just the way they're shooting it, that's tighter. I don't know. Like when I was watching them on the side by side last night, like the two TVs, I had one on each, and it was less glaring that they were in that setting.
Right.
I don't know what they're doing and how they're doing it, but it's less glaring, you know. So.
Hey man, you're not gonna hear any major criticisms of AEW from me. Yeah. So
anyway, I don't imagine. I mean, I don't know. Maybe a year from now, when we do shit like this again, maybe I'll feel differently. But for right now. I don't envision like really ever including it. Like to me, this is gonna be a year off at this point.
NR.
That's it. I mean, I don't know how you could do differently. Again, that's not to say you can't criticize or complain or say this match was good or bad, but no. To me, you can only compare it within the similar settings.
I think we can all agree though, that Edge Orton match lasted a fucking eternity.
Sure did. I was in such a state of depression at that point. Anyway, that I didn't really give a fuck on it. Honestly, it was hard for me to watch it. Like I watched both nights.
Yeah,
and we did like the group Skype chat thing, and so like that helped. But I was in such like a funk; it was hard for me to really get into anything or care enough about it.
Right, I was watching with the kids, and they were liking it. So
yeah,
yeah.
All right, WrestleMania 13 is an easy one. That's Hart versus Austin.
It's the Bariquist.
Are we gonna do worst matches? We should do that next.
Yes,
worst match tournament.
Definitely do. It's gonna be all Undertaker.
All right, WrestleMania 14.
It's funny. I think it's Undertaker Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay. WrestleMania 15. Another interesting one now without the main event.
Who knows? I got Shane X-Pac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Because what would... I don't know. What would even the other options be? I'm pulling up the card real quick.
Like, I'm going through my list, and it's like... Look, I have Shane X-Pac as, like, the fifth best match of the year. And then the next WrestleMania one is like 33rd best match, which is the Intercontinental 4-Way.
Oh, jeez. How about Butterbean Bar Gun?
I got that at 3 because I can watch it any day.
All right, let's go Shane X-Pac.
Yeah.
All right, first McMahon makes the list.
Not the last.
16 tables?
Yeah, table. Of course. Okay. Like, how could it be anything else? That's not a good card.
No. As evidenced in our rankings.
I feel like she'll get such a pass all the time.
I know. It's because of the year. And because, like, everyone was kind of liked on the card.
Yeah.
Even Triple H was in his period of people liking him, you know? Well, all right, 17, are we doing the same? TLC?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I feel bad. Like, Vince and Shane deserves a nod, you know? But
right.
It's not 5.
Look, and neither is the main event. We gave Shane a nod with X-Pac.
And I would have. So would you have went TLC over the main event in this one still?
Yes.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, 18, Hogan Rock.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the ones in the mix. We'll talk about the ones in the mix later, but...
Sure.
I think there's like 5. Because at first glance, you would say, oh, it's Hart Austin. Or, oh, Warrior Savage. And like, that's it. But there's like, I think at least 3 other ones that has a chance in this.
Right.
Depending on how things fall. All right, 19, Hogan Vince.
Yes! Yes! Obviously! Yeah. Oh, I'm so happy you said that.
Yeah, the only other real one would be Sean Jericho. But I think Hogan Vince is better.
Yeah, well, Austin Rock's really great, too.
Oh, that's true. I do like that a lot.
But Hogan Vince, the story, the camera shot with him bleeding.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
20, Angle Eddie.
I think that's what my next... Yeah, that's my next one. Okay. But I think, you know, you could probably convince me of Rock Foley.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Rock Foley, Orton, Flair, Batista is more fun, maybe more memorable.
Yeah, you know what? Let's do it.
I have them rated the same.
Let's do it. I'm in for that. I like Eddie Angle a lot, but I think the fact that Eddie was champion hurts that match a little bit, even though I wouldn't trade the Brock win in for anything.
No.
And it's better than the SummerSlam match. It's good. I like the finish, too. It was really cool. But no, I'm with you. Rock and Sock and Evolution is awesome. Plus, it's Rock's kind of farewell. And
yeah. You get Rock and Flair. And
Foley gets his first win. It's a big moment for Orton and Batista.
Foley doesn't win.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, right. Orton. Losing.
Yeah. Orton. Foley never wins.
Well, he does it. Yeah, does he ever win at Mania? What's he end up? He loses the I was thinking he never had his great match. That was like his first great Mania match, is what I was thinking. And then he has his first great singles at 22.
Yeah.
All right.
Two.
21.
Sean Kurt.
Yes.
Easy one.
22.
I think it's Edge Mick.
Okay. I didn't know if you were going to argue for Sean and Vince.
No, but let me just say, I've been watching that match with my kids. And
Sean
like
and Vince?
Yeah.
You've been watching it? So you've watched it multiple times?
I've watched it twice this week because I showed it to Jack a long time ago. And then we watched it earlier this week and we spent the whole match laughing because Vince's selling is so hilarious. Like, he's getting chopped with the belt and screaming. And you got the bit where Shane's kissing his ass and like it's just a beat down for like 20 minutes. And then the other one Austin had to see it. So yeah.
Okay, then we'll go with that. Not. We'll go with Edge and Foley.
Yeah, yeah.
23, Taker Batista.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Okay. 24. So now that's where we start getting to like the Money in the Bank era.
Yeah.
Which even at 21, we didn't mention it, but, like, yeah, but I think it sniffs it a little, but not better.
Yeah. I don't actually have this Money in the Bank. That I have that as like the fourth best Mania match.
All right, so there's two options for me here. Sean Flair.
Yeah.
And Mayweather Big Show.
That's a good call. I think that's the best celebrity match of all time. Yeah. But Flair match I have is a bit better of a match.
Yeah, and it's got Flair.
And fire, it's Flair.
Yeah, even though it's fake. Yeah. What do you have the three-way at? Because that's pretty good too, right?
Yeah, I have that. I have that at four. I like it a lot. Yeah, but really I wouldn't put that ahead of Sean Flair.
No. I think that's so overlooked as a match because it was still in that like anti-Cena phase. Yeah. It just has like the three guys that like everyone kind of not like at that time in there, but the entrance is great and it's just a really well done match and finish and all that.
So. Surprise finish too.
Mm-hmm. All right, 25 is obviously another contender for the best match. That is Michaels versus Undertaker. All right, 26.
My highest ranked of 26 after the main event is Jericho Edge. But barely ahead of Batista Cena.
I mean, I like Batista Cena. I know you're not a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
But I think Jericho, I mean, I think they're close enough where I wouldn't quibble over it. So, plus, it blows off their little feud they had coming off the tag team run. All right, 27, Taker, Hunter. Are we doing that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And then we're doing it for 28 as well?
Yeah.
Wow, that's ballsy.
I know, but we're ballsy, you know? Mm.
29, Undertaker Punk.
Right.
Undertaker on a run.
Yeah.
He's got a lot on here.
It's about to be broken, though.
Well, but so far, he's got we have him and Kane, so that's one.
Him and
two,
Diesel.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, with Diesel. So he's got seven so far.
Wow.
Seven of the top 20, first 29.
He has more than Michaels. You wouldn't imagine that.
Yep. All right. 30, Brian Triple H.
Yeah.
Which is another contender.
Yeah, I don't think it'll win, but it should be.
31.
See, this is the one I thought was obviously the main event, but then there were all these other ones. What do I have next?
It's either Orton Rollins or the ladder match, probably.
Yeah, it might sound crazy, but I think maybe I have the ladder match. No, where's the ladder match?
It's the opener.
Yeah. I have it. Oh, I have that lower. The next highest ranked match for me is Triple H Sting. Like, but
I don't think we can put that.
No, but it's just because it's such a spectacle. I have the ladder match right below it,
higher than Randy and Rollins.
Yes, but not much. I have them all at the same score. I'm happy to give it to Randy L. Rollins.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that because it's got the really cool finish. It sets up Rollins for later.
Yeah,
it's an interesting Mania though. It shows you the depth of it though. It's really
a
deep show. All right, 32, the women.
Yeah, I think I have the ladder match rated higher, but I think the women is more interesting to put in the tournament.
Right. Okay. 33, Goldberg Brock.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, good. My favorite.
Yeah, I know.
34, Asuka Charlotte, or was there another really, was it the opener?
Rousey.
Oh, Rousey, yeah, right. That's my choice.
I'd have Asuka Charlotte, but they're so close to me that I'm happy at being Rousey.
Yeah, we got to go with that. That's the biggest. That's a huge match.
It's way bigger, yeah. I just find Asuka Charlotte was like, I don't know, less gaga and more like actual wrestling, but yeah.
And then 35?
Kofi and Bryan.
Okay. And fuck 36. All right.
But it was the Firefly Funhouse.
All right, so I think there's some... I think we should go bottom up, first of all. We'll do that. But I will say, like, what I think are true contenders is Hart Austin.
We'll put Hart Austin at number one.
Okay. Ahead of Warrior Savage?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I'd put maybe Warrior Savage number two.
Yep. And then we got Michaels Taker?
Yeah.
And then Hart?
I like Triple H Bryan more, but Hart probably get more votes.
So I go Hart 4, Triple H Bryan 5. I think that's fine. They're basically even.
And then I'd put
Rock Hogan.
Yeah.
And then, okay. So that's our top six. And I think all six of those have a shot. Outside shot. I think Rock Hogan actually. What do you feel about putting Rock Hogan 4?
Let me just see.
I feel like if you were to handicap a top four to have a shot at winning this tournament, I think Rock Hogan is the fourth.
I'm probably going to agree with you. I just want to double check where I have it in my like all-time match rankings. I think I actually have it ahead. I have it as the 12th best match of all time on pay-per-view. Yeah, it's definitely ahead of those other ones.
Okay. Yeah, so I could check my GWE list. But
yeah.
Okay. I think that's top four. I think that's perfect. And then Hart, Brian Triple H, the two best openers. So that's 5-6. All right, let's go to the bottom.
What do we have?
Michael Undertaker. Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah. Here, wait. We just got to. I want to block them off so that we don't.
Okay.
Make a mistake later. I can't highlight on this shit. All right, let's go to the bottom.
All right, Richter Kai.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Now remember, these bottom four are going to go into a play-in. So.
Oh.
32 through 35 are essentially equal. So yeah, we should just pick the worst four.
Richter Kai, Strikeforce Demolition.
Yep.
Demo's Bulldog's Dream Team.
Yeah, I think so.
And Steiner's Head Shrinkers.
Yeah. I think Bulldog's Dream Team is the best. What do you think of, instead of Bulldog's Dream Team, what was the other one I had in mind? No, I guess that was it.
Yeah. Look, the other one I was batting around was Demolition Colossals.
Yeah, but I think the pot carries that a little bit more.
I do too, more than these four. But maybe put Demolition Colossals as like the next.
All right, well, how do you think of that versus X-Pac Shane?
Oh, I think X-Pac Shane's way better.
Okay.
As a match, anyway. But that might be next.
Right.
Like, it'd be the next one would probably be X-Pac Shane and Undertaker Kane.
Right. Which one higher, you think?
I guess Undertaker Kane higher.
Yeah, more of a moment.
Yeah.
All right.
What's the next worst?
Well, how about if we look up back at the best for a second?
Yeah.
Would you put the TLCs next? Because those are sensibly 5 stars too.
I'd have the TLCs ahead of the Hart and Brian Triple H.
Right. Okay. I can do that.
But I'd have 17 higher than 16.
Right.
Is that where you land on that too?
Yes.
To me, it's like 17, SummerSlam, 16.
Yep.
They build every time.
I agree. And because I like 17 with the payoff of everyone coming out and all that. It's like more, I think, the excitement. Plus, they're all more in their characters by that point.
Yeah.
Like at 16, Edge and Christian aren't really fully baked yet as that character. So like by 17, they're such hated heels in that role. You know.
Yeah.
Hated in quotes. Obviously, they were really loved as well, but they had really just taken to that role so wonderfully that, I think it just means more. All right, what about Warrior Rude next? On the bottom.
At the bottom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Warrior Rude or Diesel Michaels?
Okay. Yeah, I could do that. Because that's Rude's first title win.
Yeah.
All right, Diesel Michaels.
28.
Yep. All right, we got Taker Diesel as well.
Yeah, that might be next.
Or Edge Jericho.
Yeah, that's the bracket we're in now. Maybe Rock and Sock. No, they're not as good as Rock and Sock.
No.
I'd put
Rollins Orton. That's probably up there too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd put Edge Jericho bottom, Rollins Orton, then Taker Diesel.
Okay. Yeah, Taker Diesel meant a lot too, because it's Taker's first good Mania match.
Yeah. Good story, mm-hmm. You know, the world champion for the past year.
Oh, story's been great too, because Chad and I've been watching. You know, we're chronicling that Warzone. Like, it's been really well built. We just said that Diesel's 1 year reign.
Yeah. Oh, I love Diesel's change there too. Like, he's becoming cool again.
Becoming a man.
Yeah.
Back at the top, would you go Steamboat Savage there? Oh no, Savage Flair.
I'd go Savage Flair.
Then Steamboat Savage.
I might have... Hold on. Let me bring
some people
up.
Have Steamboat Savage the best match in WWF history. We have it as not even the top 10 Mania matches.
No, but I think that's fair.
And it's even lower with main events in here.
Look, I think I'm going to... I have... Look, I can't imagine anyone's going to agree with me on this, but I have Flair Savage ahead of the TLCs. But yeah, I love that match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little lower than that.
Yeah. So I have it ahead of Hard Heart. I have it ahead of Brian Triple H. Like...
Right.
But I'm fine putting it here.
Okay.
Yeah, and then maybe – I mean, you're low on Steamboat Savage, right? So.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd – I wouldn't really go crazy for anything left above it. Maybe Hogan McMahon, but
– Okay, well, let's put Steamboat Savage next then.
I think that's fair. And then probably Michael's Angle.
Yeah, and then – I'd put Foley Edge ahead of Steamboat Savage – below Steamboat Savage.
Okay.
But ahead of Michael's Angle.
Right. And then Hogan McMahon.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah. It feels good for now. We can evaluate a second. Because
Foley Edge is nothing like it at Mania.
No, it's awesome. It's such a unique Mania match, yeah.
Yeah. Hogan McMahon is just over-delivers on everything.
All right, let's go back to the bottom, the three-way women, or Goldberg-Lesnar.
I'd probably have the 27 match.
I feel like 27, 28 got to be together wherever we put them.
I suppose. let's put the women.
Okay. Then Goldberg, Brock, you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Then Rock and Sock Evolution?
Yeah, I think that feels right. All right, so we got a bunch of Undertaker matches. We got Evan Batista, the two Triple H match, and the Punk match. What do you think is the best of what's left? Kingston Bryan or Punk Taker?
Punk Taker.
Okay.
Then.
Kofi.
I might have Batista next, but I'm okay putting Batista at 16.
Okay. Yes, I think the Kofi moment.
Yeah, put it there. It's 15. It's fine. Okay.
All right, then Taker, Batista.
Yeah.
So then we got Michaels, Flair, and then Angle, Rousey, and then the two Taker Triple H's.
Why don't we put the two Taker Triple H's?
Okay, 28 ahead of 27.
I so I'd have it because yep, like, okay. But I have them vastly different. So right. Like,
no, I'm fine with that. I think I like 28 better.
And
this through his chair, but
well, it's because I don't think he likes Michaels.
Well, and he was at 27, so he overrates it. And then I would say Michaels Flair.
Yeah. Okay. Admit.
And then Angle Rousey.
Yeah, they're similar, but yeah.
Okay. All right, so let's read this through. I'll read it to you. Tell me if it feels good. We'll start at the bottom, from the worst to best. We got Leilani Kai versus Wendy Richter, Strike Force versus Demolition, Steiner Brothers versus the Headshrinkers, and the Brologs versus Dream Team. Those are our bottom four.
That's the play-in.
The four of those will compete to see who gets slaughtered by Hart and Austin.
Hart and Austin.
All right. 31, Demolition Colossal Connection. 30, X-Pac versus Shane McMahon. 29, Undertaker versus Kane. 28, Diesel versus Shawn Michaels. 27, Warrior versus Rude. 26, Edge Jericho. 25, Rollins, Orton, 24, Undertaker, Diesel, 23, Charlotte, Sasha, Becky, 22, Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar, 21, Rock and Sock versus Evolution, 20, Angle and Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, 19, Michaels versus Flair, 18, Undertaker versus Triple H from WrestleMania 27, 17, Undertaker versus Triple H for WrestleMania 28, they'll forever be linked, 16, Undertaker versus Batista, 15, Kofi Kingston versus Daniel Bryan, 14, Undertaker versus CM Punk, 13, Hulk Hogan versus Mr. McMahon, 12, Shawn Michaels versus Kurt Angle, 11, Mick Foley versus Edge, and then a top 10, Ricky Steamboat versus Randy Savage, Randy Savage versus Ric Flair, Daniel Bryan versus Triple H, Bret Hart versus Owen Hart, and then at number 6 is Dudley's, Hardy's, Edge and Christian from WrestleMania 2000, number 5, Dudley's, Hardy's, Edge and Christian from WrestleMania 17, number 4, Rock versus Hulk Hogan, number 3, Shawn Michaels and The Undertaker, number 2, Ultimate Warrior versus Randy Savage, and number 1, Bret Hart versus Steve Austin.
So the only question I have is if we revisit 26, Edge Jericho.
You think lower or higher?
No. Well, should we put on Cena Batista? We don't have one John Cena match.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's do that.
Does it go higher?
No. Yes. I think it goes higher than Rollins Orton for sure.
Okay, we'll switch those two.
I don't think it's higher than Taker Diesel.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you think the WrestleMania 2000 three-way should be higher than Hart and Brian Triple H? Do you have those both at 5?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have Hart and Brian Triple H at 5. Like, my fives like end at Foley Edge.
How would you feel about moving that Dudley's Hardys down underneath those 4 to number 10?
Why?
I'm not as high on it. Like, of the three, we said it's the worst. I haven't watched it forever, so maybe it's not fair. I just don't remember liking it as much. And I just think Hart, Brian, Triple H are better, more meaningful.
All right. I'm not going to argue it.
I think Savage Flair as well. And then I feel like if you move Savage Flair, you're going to move Steamboat Savage.
Right.
So I think that's fine. And then that's still a top 10 match in WrestleMania. I think that's
sure.
Because I think even if I look at my GWE, I think I have that one lower.
By that logic, why not put Foley Edge ahead of it too?
Yep, I'm okay with that, actually, if you want it.
Why don't we just take it off the list?
I wouldn't go that far.
There were no singles matches at WrestleMania 2000. It doesn't count.
If Michaels isn't lasting that stupid ankle lock as long as he does, I'd move it below that too.
Oh, fuck. That's what knocks the match down for me.
Yeah, it does. It's tough. It's a tough part.
Because for me, that should be a 5-star match.
All right, so then before we wrap, Aaron, why don't we just give me your – obviously, we think those top 4 have a chance. Like, weight them for me. Like, what are the odds? And then give me your, like, one potential upset special.
Well, obviously, I think in the order we have them, I think Hart Austin is probably the heavy favorite. I don't know how odds work. It would be like a 1-2. Is that a good odds?
Well, like, Hart Austin would probably be like minus money, so like minus whatever. Like,
right.
They're the favorite. And then you go like Warrior Savage, maybe, I don't know, like 5-1
odds. Sure.
Michael's Undertaker like 7-1. Yeah, something like that.
Rock Hogan 8. No, it'll probably be a bit further. It'll probably be like 10.
Right. And I think that's it. Like, yeah. For the favorites.
Well, there are a contingent that likes Steamboat Savage, right?
Correct. Yes, that would be the 5th, actually. So that's a sleep for us. It's a sleeper because we have that as the 9th best, and I think it's probably got the 5th best shot.
I think there's an interesting spoiler near the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rock Sock could spoil some stuff.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll win, but I think it might knock off a favorite. Like, maybe not a favorite, but it'll play somewhere in the lake. Like, who would it be against? It'll play somewhere between, like, 7 and 12, right?
Yeah, I'm going to pull up my other bracket. I can tell you right now. So 21 would take on 12.
So, Diesel Undertaker against...
Rock and Sock. Not WrestleMania 12.
Oh, 21. Oh, I see.
Michaels versus Angle.
Yeah, and there's people that don't like Michaels. There's people that don't like Angle.
Yep, that's got a shot.
So, you never know.
The Kingston Bryan, maybe?
Maybe. What is it going up against?
So that would be up against, we're not doing bracketology, number 18, which is Taker. Oh, you could definitely beat that for sure in round one. Then it would take on, what was it, number 15? It would take on number 2. So actually probably won't have much of a run.
No, probably losing to Savage Warrior.
Yeah, so Yeah, I guess it's going to be hard to get a sleeper in the middle bank. It would have to be toward the bottom, actually. Or, like, in the 7 to... Like, the Savage Steamboat probably has the shot. That's kind of our Warrior Slaughter. I mean, our Hogan Slaughter in this one.
Right.
Do you see anything that's, like, knock-offable in round one in the top half?
Half?
The top 16.
I could see someone voting against Hogan McMahon. We're probably artificially high on that.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, so I don't
mind. That's going to get, what's number 20? That'll get Angle, Rousey, Triple H, Stephanie.
Yeah, to me it's a no-brainer, but you never know, right? Like, I think that, I think it's like the less conventional when you think of great Mania matches. Like maybe Savage Flair. People don't like that one as much as we do.
Yeah. I don't think any at the bottom. I thought like Triple H Slaughter had a shot in that other one, but I don't think anything toward the bottom on this one really has much of a chance.
It's interesting, eh? Like, because like when we're building it right now, like in the first like I don't know 10, 12 WrestleManias, it's always the main event,
right?
But then when we get to the end, it's never the main event. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Like I think it starts around 16, 17.
Yeah, like I don't think Warrior Rude has a shot. Like Rollins Orton doesn't have a shot. Like you know, I don't think there's much toward the bottom here that has a chance.
No, when you said Warrior Rude, I imagined Warrior beating up Bobby Rude.
That would be glorious.
Just obliterate that guy.
All right, well, listen, hopefully you enjoyed this. The tournament either has kicked off or will be kicking off, so be sure you vote every day at JTThePodGuy on Twitter, and I'll share those out multiple times throughout the day, of course, like we had for the other one. Be sure to check out everything going on at the North-South Connection Podcast Network. You can subscribe on all Podcatcher apps. You can rate us. You can review us. We have so much cool content. I think it's a really cool feed that we've built with Wrestling Warzone, Extreme Three-Way Dance, No Holds Barred, that's this show right here, plus a lot of different pod blasts. Chad's Fighting Spirit of 06. Aaron, you've kicked off a new series, The Year That Was.
Yeah.
That'll be coming at you. As well as some GWCW content. Jake's new podcast, Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast, that is looking at the Ruthless Aggression era, kicking off with the 2002 draft. So a lot of cool content. There's at least 2 to 3 shows every week coming your way on the feed. So at JTThePodGuy or Facebook.com/NorthSouthConnection. So... anything else you got?
At Aaron D. George on Twitter.
Okay.
Hit me up. Tell me how much you hate me.
Yeah, most people do. That'll do it. Dookie's been dookied. We're out.
Do they hate me?